proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
We've had an inside joke on our show for years. Because it used to happen when we first got into radio, when Ace and I first got into radio, and we'll just go, turn the page. Because it's Turn the Page by Bob Seger is one of those songs that you don't have to be a redneck to like it, but all rednecks do. And when I first got into radio, people would call the radio station and request it. And that's the way they would say, hey, man, when you play Turn the Page? Okay, well, and at that time, I swear, the playlist was Blowing Kisses in the Wind by Paula Abdul, Ace of Base, OPP, those type, that's the type of station it was. And we didn't play songs like Turn the Page, classic rock songs like Turn the Page. So I just yelled a second ago, Turn the Page. Regan, she said you have a funny Bob Seger story.
I didn't know that was a Bob Seger song, but I actually referenced Bob Seger the other day. I was in Home Depot and I was checking out and I went to the self checkout and they've got a woman there in her Home Depot vest. And she looks like she kind of looked like a bartender, like an older bartender, you know, mm-hmm. That look.
Yeah.
And as I'm checking out, she's just kind of like staring at me and it's awkward. And the song that's playing in Home Depot is "You put your doll records off the shelf." So I just like kind of glanced over and I said, "Oh, a little Bob Seger in the morning." And she goes, "On the wall." And I said, "What?" And she goes, "On the wall." And I said, "No, I was just saying like, it's, you know, Bob Seger song." And then she goes, "Oh, yeah, but on the wall." And now I'm thinking like, you don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what you're saying. Let's just wrap this up. I don't know how that got confused, like lost in translation, but I was just making a reference to the song and she was like, on the wall. I still don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah. Now if that would have been a Michael Jackson song, that would have made sense because of his album Off the Wall.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
So you could have thought, well, maybe she's asking if she's got the name of the album a little bit off, but yeah, Bob Seger on the wall.
On the wall. And so like, and then of course I'm like being self-conscious as I'm walking out. I'm like, I should have just kept my mouth shut. That was weird and awkward. And now she probably thinks I'm odd. And even though she's the weird one.
Yeah. Because your description of her, you probably looked at her and thought, if anybody knows Bob Seger music, it's this lady.
Exactly.
I don't know who Bob Seger is. Yes.
But it just like got so mangled somehow. I don't know. So, you know, just another example of like why I just need to shut my mouth and try to live my life. But yeah, I assume she knew some Bob Seger. Come on.
But there are several of those old, like older people, older redneck anthems, you know, anthems for older rednecks would probably be an easier way to say that. Turn the Page by Bob Seger is one. Will you play Into the Night by Benny Mardonis?
I've heard you reference that song. I've never heard it, but I've heard you talk about it like that.
If I could fly, I'd pick you up and take you into the night and show you love like you've never seen. Have you ever heard it?
No.
Never seen.
Now, where would an older redneck have heard that? Is that like a bar song?
No, it was on the radio. It was a huge radio hit, you know, back in the early 80s, I think, maybe even late 70s, but I think early 80s. And the first line, I think it's either 15 or 16. It says, she's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they say. So it's a song about an underage girl that he's messing with. He's in love with. I got to look it up because I always get it confused. It may be 15. She's just. I'll find out. I'll stop speculating and find out. Into the Night. But yeah, it's 16. She's just 16 years old. But hey,
yeah, that's underage. That's always been underage, I'm pretty sure.
They say. So then the song is like, if I could pick you up and take you into the night. show you love like you've never seen, ever seen. Well, of course she hasn't. She's 16. She's a child.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, they love that one. You could always tell too when people would refer, they would say, yeah, I love Bon Jovi. I seen him in concert once. Like they would refer to the band Bon Jovi as him.
Yeah.
Like they would talk about John Bon Jovi, you know, the two different things.
Is Bon Jovi like the ultimate redneck, older redneck band?
No, 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 no.
Okay.
No. Let's see. That would be, well, I guess, Skynyrd would probably be the ultimate old, yeah. Redneck band for, or band for older rednecks. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that Lynyrd Skynyrd is doing a concert festival and they've got like Willie Nelson on the bill and it's like all some of those bands, but I had to look at like Willie Nelson's 92 years old and he's still performing. Yeah. Lynyrd Skynyrd, are they still the original guys or they just swap them all out?
No, I don't think there are any of the original guys left. Mm. The lead singer though is a brother. He's the younger brother of the original lead singer, but yeah. The rest of them, I think the final, original member died last year or something like that.
Okay.
The guitar player.
Yeah. Would you go see a new Lynyrd Skynyrd? I mean, that's not for you, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What was the last concert you went to?
It would have been, Jelly Roll.
Okay.
Let's see, what would that be, 2-3 years ago now? Coming up on 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Huh. Or, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Because I saw Shinedown, and that was when Jelly Roll opened for Shinedown, because Shinedown's my favorite band. But I saw Jelly Roll headlining after that. So, yeah. Yeah, and it's got to be a special situation for me to be going to a concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you pointed out that you're not into like sort of contemporary Christian music, and we have been flooded with requests like TJ needs to come to the show in, you know, Somerville, South Carolina next weekend, and they've got this awesome band. So you really inspired people to reach out to us and try to get you to go to the shows that they want you to go see.
And I noticed one of the ladies that commented something along those lines. Her name's Monica. And Monica said that about, you know, got some Christian, like contemporary Christian you would like. And then I saw on her Instagram, she and her husband and another couple were at the Dove Awards.
What is that?
That's the Grammys basically for Christian music.
Oh,
so they were there at the Dove Awards ceremony. So I don't know whether she's actually got a connection to that industry or what. But let's see. I think Jelly Roll was actually nominated for one of those.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, because he does a duet. He's on with another guy, a Christian singer. Yeah, and it was in Nashville, 56th Annual Dove Awards, October 7th.
I never even heard of it. Wow. I didn't know it was that big of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I wanted my daughter to do. I wanted my daughter to be in Christian music.
Yeah.
But she decided to work for a liquor distributor instead.
So it's not quite the same thing, I guess. You're right. That was like, screw you, Dad. I'm not doing that. I'm doing the exact opposite.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more. And more.
Go to TJRiggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.